When workers broke ground on a $17 million baseball complex in southeast Washington, the locals were skeptical. Most people looked at how green and perfect it was and immediately assumed it was going to cost a lot of money to come inside, the facility's program manager told Bill Pennington of the New York Times. Wrong. It was free. Bill Pennington joins me now. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the neighborhood that's now home to the Washington Nationals Youth Baseball Academy.
It's a pretty gritty, tough place. It's Ward 7 and 8 in Washington. It's pretty much the most sort of downtrodden parts of the city. The poverty levels are the highest there. Crime is generally the highest there. It's a tough place to live. And then rising out of it is this baseball academy, which almost looks like a mirage amongst those tumble-down streets.
Chris Reed, the program manager whom I just quoted, told you, "We're here to save lives." How does baseball save lives?
You know, baseball is just sort of the hook to get the kids to come through the door. As you said, it's all free, and there is some baseball and softball instruction, but there's much more help with their academics, tutoring, trying to change some of their lifestyle choices, especially when it comes to food and nutrition. The idea is that, hey, we've got this baseball team now in Washington, a major league team in Washington, which it hadn't had a team there for many, many years. And I know a lot of the kids in the neighborhood didn't play baseball, but we're going to teach you how to play baseball, but we're also going to try and impact your life in a very positive way. And they spend a lot of money per student to do that. It's really organized and systematic. It's not just like, let's roll out a bucket of balls, and while we're there, we'll be nice to these kids. No, they've got a very specific plan on what they're trying to do from each grade on up.
Bill, it would be easy to praise the Nationals and Major League Baseball for their altruism, but the sport has quite a bit to gain here, too. Most of our listeners are probably aware of the fact that baseball's fan base is older than those of the other sports. But how is that issue magnified in communities like the one where this academy is located?
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. You know, the second goal is to help the sport and conceivably sell more tickets at Nationals games. But the reason it's a bigger challenge in Washington in particular is because they didn't have a team. And the reason why it's a challenge in cities all across America seems to be economic, really. Baseball increasingly, more so than other sports, especially at the elite levels of it, is a pay-for-play thing. You know, the numbers of baseball players in America in cities and in suburbs is dropping, but the drop in cities is dramatic. And, you go into the neighborhood in southeast Washington where this academy is, people not only don't follow baseball, not only can't name one Nationals player, they don't even know the rules of the game. You know, I talked to kids who didn't want to play because they thought that the way you were made out in a baseball game was that somebody threw the ball at you and that they didn't want to get hit by the ball. It sounded too dangerous. I mean, that's how stark the drop-off in baseball awareness has gotten in many American cities. They play football and they play basketball and they might run track and, you know, maybe play some soccer, but the baseball is way down the line.
This academy is still in its very early days, but do you see any evidence that baseball is coming back to neighborhoods like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, they hadn't had a Little League in this neighborhood, and nobody could remember the last time they had a Little League game in that neighborhood. And this year, this past spring and summer, they did have a Little League. About 140 kids played in the Little League hosted at the academy. It is definitely sort of a hub of activity. They've had something like 400 events there with about 1,000 people coming through the doors, I mean, not to watch, but to participate. And academically, while there isn't any hard data, I did go visit the schools that they partner with, and the principals there feel like it is helping, and the kids do too. I guess we really won't know for 10 years, let's say. It might take 10 years to see how it all shakes out, but so far so good, I would say.
You can link to Bill Pennington's New York Times story, Washington Nationals Use Baseball as a Beacon of Hope at Youth Academy at onlyagame.org. Bill, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My